AG Safety's Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the show and let you know what you're in for. Common Sense Preparedness was designed to give the American public the much-needed information on how to manage and respond to any type of disaster we might face, natural, man-made, or personal. We will not tell you who to vote for or talk about conspiracy theories or when the world is going to end, but we'll get you ready in case that does happen. During this show, you'll be exposed to current emergency information from government and non-government sources, and we will talk about the true important information that everyone needs to know. First aid, CPR, what is a tornado, what to do during an earthquake, how to prepare a family emergency plan, a family emergency communication plan, how to hunt, fish, how to build a fire, what to do in case of power outages. The show will be hosted by myself, Tim Howard, and a variety of guests who will come and share their expertise with us. Nowadays, everywhere you look, someone is an expert. Just because someone writes a book or runs a blog does not make them an expert. However, my credentials? Well, they're pretty extensive with over 25 years field experience as a chemical biological warfare instructor, firefighter, correctional safety manager, area safety manager, safety inspector. I have been associated with various federal, state, and local governments. Currently, I'm associated with the FEMA think tank, OSHA Field Councils, and HE Safety Consultants. I have received numerous awards and citations throughout my career with the United States Air Force, U.S. Department of Justice, founding member of the United States Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Department of Labor. What does this mean? Well, it means you'll get reliable, verifiable information, not paranoia theories. I will share the experiences I have seen in the field since 1986, and I will be able to explain some of the why things are happening. Before we go any further, any information that you hear on this show or find on csp.hesafety.org is to be taken as informational only. We are not legal or medical advisors. We are here to give you alternate information to get you to think about things and use your own common sense to make your decisions. We do suggest that you talk to your personal medical and legal advisors to help you make a well-rounded, informative decision. Our website, csp.hesafety.org, has been designed to give you more information than can be found on this program. The website is free, so stop on by and begin your research with Common Sense Preparedness. You can download or review any of the past shows from our website and comment on any of the news articles that you may see. Also, please show some love to our sponsors. It is because of them we are able to reach you and offer you this life-saving information. Our sponsors have been selected based on the quality of service they offer to our listening audience. They are the vendors that should be of most interest to you. Common Sense Preparedness' mission is not to sell you anything, but instead it is to save as many lives as we can. It is sad to hear about any life being lost when it was avoidable. Remember, a wise man prepares for the darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Listen to Common Sense Preparedness at csp.hesafety.org.
Welcome to Common Sense Prepare with your host, Mike and Bob and Howard.
Welcome to another edition of Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. You know, September 11th, 2012, I had the opportunity to be part of the ceremonies for 9/11 out in New York City. A very eye-opening ceremony and realizations I went through while participating. I see, I come from that area, and I know a lot of people that were involved. I know some dead. I know some rescuers. And while I was out there, I decided to do a couple shows on this to keep the American spirit alive. Because the one question that kept on coming to my mind during all this is, what is a true American patriot? What is a true American patriot? I've heard so many different definitions nowadays, but I had to do some soul searching to kind of figure this one out. Looking at what I was seeing,
and the devastated lives and the changes that were taking place, it occurred to me that a true American patriot is a member of the United States who, when their countrymen need help, they put aside their petty differences and raise to adapt and overcome the dangers at hand, whether that is war, disaster, or terrorism. On September 11, 2001, 19 terrorists took four airplanes, and changed our lives forever. Osama bin Laden was behind all of it, and we killed him on May 2nd, 2011. He got to live close to 10 years after the fact. But on that day in 2001, 2,966 peoples paid the ultimate sacrifice and gave their lives up. Not willingly, but they still ended their lives that day. Since then, the United States government has called it Patriot Day. Well, like I said, what is a true American patriot? And I kind of found out the answer. The true American patriot was everybody who was affected that day. Those who pulled together. The orderly evacuated New York City. Now, if you haven't been to New York City, that is a large feat to do. I mean, walking through the tunnels in pitch blackness, catching a ferry wherever you can. The ferrymen who put away their payments and things they were doing that day and just used their boats to ferry people out of New York City. All for free, not worried about getting paid or what would happen and who was paying for the fuel. They knew people needed help. See, that's the true American spirit right there. They adapted and overcame. The New Yorker himself, the toughness that they've always had, I've always noticed the toughness in New Yorkers. They didn't care, they didn't give a rat, you know. I've seen people get raped on a street corner and New Yorkers just walk by. But on that day, all New Yorkers got their toughness up and survived the situation and helped others out. And demanded, I repeat that a third time, demanded retribution. What about the military response to the Pentagon? I mean, federal workers and civilians and military members were killed instantly. They rised up to the occasion and they came out and helped. Let's not forget the firefighters and policemen, paramedics, that all responded to the World Trade Center and the Pentagon that day. And a lot of them made the ultimate sacrifice. They put their lives on the line and they lost it. Let's not also forget those who went to the pile. Some of the people I dearly love went to that pile to find neighbors, to find fellow policemen, firefighters, paramedics, iron workers, transit police, garbage men, welders, construction workers. Didn't matter, and they did not get paid unless their companies paid them for it. They all went to the pile to lend a hand, to give a helping hand. That is a true American patriot. It's not who's going to fight the next war. It's not what we're going to do. It's our civic duties. How do we uphold our civic duties to our neighbors, to our fellow countrymen? Now, I'll be honest with you. One of the reasons I started Common Sense Preparedness is my patriotic duty to prepare Americans to face the next disaster that might come our way. The first decade in 21st century was devastating. I mean, we had the terrorist attacks, trade centers, the anthrax, hurricane after hurricane, Hurricane Katrina. I mean, we were just getting hit left and right. So my patriotic duty and my contribution to being a true American patriot is this radio program to help you prepare for the next major disaster. But look at everything that happened on 9/11. We started flying our American flags. Now, granted, nowadays we don't do that. We fly our Pittsburgh Steelers flag or our state flag or our favorite football team, college football flag. I'm not seeing too many American flags. But you know where I do see them? On fire trucks. On police cars. On ambulances and EMS personnel. They're still holding up what happened that day. Well, what do we do as a country to ensure that this never happened again? Well, I remember right after 9/11, there was no politics. There was no Democrats, no Republicans. Everything passed Congress bipartisan. What that means is, whether you're Republican or Democrat, it didn't matter. If it was a good law, they passed it. Now, granted, I understand, looking back, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Some of the things that we passed at that point was more out of fear and more reactionary than good common sense. But the point I'm making here is politics went aside. Everybody was Americans. I wasn't a Republican American or a Democrat American. I was an American. And Congress passed legislation according to that. They even created the Department of Homeland Security. Now, I know a lot of people out there talk about the Department of Homeland Security, the Gestapo, whatever. But you know what? It was a idea, and a very good idea, to bring together all the law enforcement in the country under one flag. And I know for Homeland Security, now whether you like it or not, they're major concerns right now. It's not the average Joe immigrant who jumps the border. They can't. There's too many of them. To be honest with you, we're talking millions and millions per year. There's too many. We can't capture or process all of them. But what they can do, and what they are mainly concerned about, is the next terrorist attack. So they're looking for terrorists, or mass murderers, or convicted felons, a lot of child rapists. Those are people they've got to focus on. I get a lot of reports, and I see right now, currently, there was one that they found some Palestinians in Mexico they were able to capture. So, whether you like DHS or not, or TSA, they all serve a purpose, and they're trying their best to uphold that purpose. Whether it's good or not, that's up to everyone's opinion. But the purpose is what we're focusing on. One other thing that I knew in a country, and I don't see it in most of the country now, I'm in the middle of traveling around the country. Matter of fact, as we speak right now, I'm broadcasting from West Virginia. And the honor of being an American has sometimes been lost, especially when it comes down to an election season, where it's the Democrats, Republicans, da-da-da, you know, we don't like them, and oh my God, how is our state of affairs? We all forget that being an American is one of the prized possessions in this world. People in this world either hate us or dream about being one of us. So we have an honor of being an American, and we must uphold that honor of being an American. And upholding that honor means doing what's right, doing our civic duties, preparing each other for things that might come. And the one thing I was talking about with flags was that until I hit New Jersey and Washington, D.C., I don't see flags flying anymore besides federal government, federal buildings. But when I was in the East Coast from Washington, D.C. all the way to New York City, I would see flags on overpasses, cars, fire trucks, everywhere. They know what American being an American means, and they try to honor that as much as they can. Now, granted, if you ever spent any time in those areas, you know, they don't like each other, and that's a fact. But they are proud, and they bring honor to being an American. We need to take a look at that. The rest of the country needs to look at that, because you know what? We have, and we are, by birth, an American. And we need to keep that name honorable. Whether we're overseas, whether we're in our own neighborhood, We must honor that, being an American and our countrymen.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN-TV, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDB.com. Arizona Survivalist Show is coming back to Mesa, Arizona by popular demand for a two-day event this time on October 6th and 7th at the Commemorative Air Force Museum, Falcon Field, Mesa, Arizona. The cost at the door will be $10 for adults, $5 for children, and those children under 5 are free of charge. All proceeds will go to the museum. Tim Ralston from National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper will be there, and vendors will be displaying and selling the following products: freeze-dried food, MREs, home canned products, water filtration equipment and supplies, canning equipment and supplies, water barrels, food-grade buckets, tactical and military surplus equipment and clothing, camping equipment, backpacks, survival garden seed supplies, bug-out bags, solar ovens, solar kits, solar ideas, books, manuals, and literature, emergency medical equipment and first aid supplies, propane cooking equipment, utensils, etc., plus many other items of interest. This show is being sponsored by MailAndShip.com. So for more information, visit the Arizona Survivalist Show at ArizonaSurvivalistShow.com. Free seminars begin each day at 10 a.m. Common Sense Preparedness host Tim Howard will be there conducting a seminar or two during the event. So come on out and join us. 2 days of fun and education. This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Health Operation Team, preparing one person, one community, one country at a time, providing awareness, education, training, resources, and medical support, health care, and emergency preparedness planning, both domestic and international. Please go to their website at www.hoteam.org, hotteam.org, and see where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. Or give them a call at 678-431-8914. Once again, that is 678-431-8914. And let them know you heard it on Common Sense Preparedness. Also, follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's hotteam.org, your source for helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities be safer and healthier.
Common Sense Preparedness brought to you in part by PatriotMusic.com.
America is known the world over for its passion for freedom and individual rights. If you love your country as much as I do, and if you'd like to hear great music inspiring this passion, check out PatriotMusic.com. Download music from 3 great albums, including a new album just released, with a cover you won't forget. PatriotMusic.com.
Hi, this is Matt Fitzgibbons with PatriotMusic.com. You're listening to Common Sense Preparedness with Tim Howard.
Common Sense Preparedness would like to announce our new sponsorship from FoodInsurance.com. We have looked all around at emergency food suppliers, and FoodInsurance.com has become one of the most dependable and trustworthy food vendors out there. FoodInsurance.com is even offering all Common Sense Preparedness listeners special access to exclusive deals by clicking on the FoodInsurance.com banner that appears on our website or by visiting FoodInsurance.com/Common Sense. Common Sense Preparedness finds it an honor to recommend FoodInsurance.com to our listeners.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Rocky Mountain Survival Gear, your complete source for all things camping and prepping. They recognize the need of many people in the United States struggling to put together survival packs, not knowing where to start or what they need. So Rocky Mountain Survival Gear will be offering customized bug-out bags, emergency kits, and 72-hour bags to fit your specific needs. All you need to do is click on the items you need, and they'll put it together for you. Remember, once a disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare, so prepare now for the future with Rocky Mountain Survival Gear. Contact them at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that's 720-244-9701. Welcome back to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. Remember, a wise man prepares for darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Tune in to Common Sense Preparedness at CSPDB.com.
patriotmusic.com.
Now, you've been talking about the honor of being an American and a true American patriot. One of the ways we can honor ourselves as Americans, it's a simple one, and you've heard it before, is buy American. I run around with a t-shirt that says buy American all the time. I try to get people to understand, in order to make us a powerful country, we need to buy our own goods. I'm not concerned with the cost and material and the workmanship, but we need to buy American. The more stuff we buy from China and Japan and India, is the less power we have. I'm reminded of what Kennedy had said. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And one of them is to buy American. I don't know how I'm going to else to explain that one. I was at a conference the other day, and this one guy was talking about how the item that he was going to purchase was not made in America, and why it couldn't be made in America, and da-da-da-da-da. You know, and my question to him was this, real simple one. What kind of car do you drive? If it's not a Ford or a Chevy, we got a problem here. Because 90% of the vehicles on the road are not American-made cars. They're cheaper. They last longer. They're more fuel-efficient. Whatever the case is, we didn't buy American. Next time you're going to the ultimate Walmart, which has no American goods in it anymore, take a look at the cars in the parking lot. I guarantee you, you're not going to see too many American-made cars because people are not buying them. Here's another one. When you go and purchase some items, groceries, well, most of the groceries are going to be in American-made. However, when you go to buy your Christmas stuff or Halloween stuff, take a look at the back. I guarantee you, most of it's made in China. Don't buy it. Buy only American-made. And the more you don't buy the Chinese goods, the less they're going to start carrying it because it's not selling. That's the way you make change. That's the way you will become a true American, a true American patriot. You demand change. Talk to the store owner and tell them, look, I don't want the foreign goods. I want the American goods. You're going to pay a little bit more, but you got to bring our power back. You got to bring our jobs back. And when people don't buy American-made goods, our power erodes. So one of the ways we can honor ourselves by being American is buy American goods. Buy that house that's built by Americans. Don't buy it if it's built by a Mexican labor camp or whatever. But the point I'm making is you have to buy our internal goods. We have to provide for ourselves. We've got to make this country strong again. Now, politics, you know what? I'm not going to tell you which way to vote or what's good and what's not. But what I am going to tell you is this, that when you have a difference of opinion in politics, run that. Talk to your congressman. Hold them accountable. That's one way you can keep American philosophies and American power strong. So the point comes down to is this. We need to be strong at all times. We need to start thinking about things. We need to keep our politicians accountable for what they do. You must be prepared. You must research and educate yourself. There's nothing worse than an ignorant American when the education is there. I don't understand that part. We have one of the better education systems in the world. And we produce people who are listening to the boob tube all the time. Come on, guys. We got to become proud of who we are and our long heritage. Trust me, the men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan who are out there dying for our freedoms deserve better than that. We have to honor them. We have to honor ourselves. We have to make this country strong again. Fly that American flag. Put it on your car. Wear it on your sleeve. Bring the honor of Americans back.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN-DB, Block Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDB.com. PatrickMusic.com. Now here's a new song from Matt Fitzgibbons from his newest album called Entitled.
Seems like a thousand years since we had real fears, but the old ones won't forget. These broken levee walls had a few close calls, but they haven't fallen yet. And you know the rain. The rain's coming, all your days and all your nights, it brings a storm on you. When the sun beats down and it bakes the ground, and you watch the rich land die. Such a vicious drought, even hope's in doubt, but there are no clouds in the sky. You know the rain's coming, the rain's coming, all your days and all your nights, it brings a storm on you. When you feel the first drop fall, when it kisses your skin, the storm will begin to bring with it promise of change. When you wash out the things that remain.
Listen to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on theprepperpodcast.com, KPRN TV, Block Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at cspdv.com. This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Health Operation Team, preparing one person, one community, one country at a time. Providing awareness, education, training, resources, and medical support, healthcare, and emergency preparedness planning, both domestic and international. Please go to their website at www.hoteam.org, hotteam.org, and see where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. Or give them a call at 678-431-8914. Once again, that is 678-431-8914. And let them know you heard it on Common Sense Preparedness. Also, follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's hotteam.org, your source for helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities be safer and healthier.
This is James Smith, the Covert Prepper. Have you ever wanted to make sure you had the right news? You want to avoid all that hassle of going through fluff piece after fluff piece and politician talking about another politician? Well, you can. Visit Prepper Podcast Radio Network News, PPRNnews.com. We're the number one site for preppers to get their news. You want to know about the tyranny going on in the world? PPRNnews.com. You want to know about disaster? PPRNnews.com. from disaster, finance, extreme weather, tyranny, the unrest in the Middle East, in America, in Asia. We are the number one source that people come to get the news that matters most to preppers. The Prepper Podcast Radio Network News. Visit us today, put us on your favorite, and visit us often. I guarantee you will not be sorry.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems. Rocky Mountain Survival Gear is now the sole U.S. distributor of Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems, which uses no chemicals, has no wait time, and can be filled from any natural water source. The purifier eliminates pathogens, viruses, bacteria, chemicals, heavy metals, fecal matter, sediment, bad taste, and odors, and quickly turns potentially contaminated water into safe and clean drinking water. Pure Hydration offers their purifiers in 6 different personal carrier modules for every outdoor endeavor. For more information, contact Rocky Mountain Survival Gear at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that number is 720-244-9701.
Common Sense Preparedness would like to announce our new sponsorship from foodinsurance.com. We have looked all around at emergency food suppliers, and foodinsurance.com has become one of the most dependable and trustworthy food vendors out there. Foodinsurance.com is even offering all Common Sense Preparedness listeners special access to exclusive deals by clicking on the foodinsurance.com banner that appears on our website or by visiting foodinsurance.com/commonsense. Common Sense Preparedness finds it an honor to recommend foodinsurance.com to our listeners.
Arizona Survivalist Show is coming back to Mesa, Arizona by popular demand for a 2-day event this time on October 6th and 7th at the Commemorative Air Force Museum, Falcon Field, Mesa, Arizona. The cost at the door will be $10 for adults, $5 for children, and those children under 5 are free of charge. All proceeds will go to the museum. Tim Ralston from National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper will be there, and vendors will be displaying and selling the following products: freeze-dried food, MREs, home canned products, water filtration equipment and supplies, canning equipment and supplies, water barrels, food-grade buckets, tactical and military surplus equipment and clothing, camping equipment, backpacks, survival garden seeds, supplies, bug-out bags, solar ovens, solar kits, solar ideas, books, manuals, and literature, emergency medical equipment and first aid supplies, propane cooking equipment, utensils, etc., plus many other items of interest. This show is being sponsored by mailandship.com. So for more information, visit the Arizona Survivalist Show at arizonasurvivalistshow.com. Free seminars begin each day at 10 a.m. Common Sense Preparedness host Tim Howard will be there conducting a seminar or two during the event. So come on out and join us. 2 days of fun and education. Welcome back to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. Remember, a wise man prepares for the darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Tune in to Common Sense Preparedness at cspdb.com. Now, beyond all that, another aspect of being a true American is education. Take a look at our children's education and teach them at home. I'm not saying completely homeschool, no. If you need to have them go to a public school, let them go to a public school. But every day, ask them, what have you learned today? And if it's something you don't believe in, then you need to educate your children. You also need to make sure that they get history involved there. Those who do not know their history are doomed to repeat it. So you have to make sure they're very rich in educated history and politics and philosophy, stuff that school boards nowadays, because of budget cuts, do not teach. The sad part, we're losing the education battle because we, as parents, do not take in concern with our children's education. I know for me personally, every night at dinner, I will sit down and I will quiz my children, even my older children, my 28-year-old. How many states do we have? What's the capital of this state? Who was the third vice president of the United States?
Stuff like that they need to understand and need to know. Because they're not going to get it in school. Don't rely on somebody else to teach your children. You need to teach your children. And besides education, one last thing about being a true American is volunteerism. I don't know if that's a word, but volunteer. You need to be able to volunteer in your community. No matter what it is, whatever your talent is, whether it's at the church, whether it's at a social event, whether it's carpentry, volunteer to improve your community. You need to start with your community. Once your community's working and my community's working, then I can expect my neighbor's community to work. And I expect them to volunteer. We have an emergency or a disaster, by all means, give a helping hand where you can. If you can. I remember in Katrina, a lot of people opened their homes up to refugees from Katrina. And then the government said, we'll pay you for that. And a lot more opened their homes up. And it wasn't that they were worried about their neighbors, they were worried about the money. Volunteerism means no money. You don't get paid for it. You do it out of your responsibility to your countrymen. So volunteer for something. Volunteer fire departments. I know they're still around. I was a volunteer firefighter myself. Help your community improve itself. One way, get involved with the local politics, the local city councils. Keep them accountable also. I mean, your voice is really heard there. So make them accountable. If you don't like what's going on, it's up to you to change it. And you can change it through politics, through our constitutional rights of protesting them, and so on. So you have to get involved in your community, in your family, and in your country. That's the sign of being a true American. The people I met, the people I know that were affected by 9/11 have changed so much. It is a devastating toll that you don't want to go through again. And as we relax more and more and 9/11 gets further and further from our minds, it can happen again. Take a lesson from the strengths of the New Yorkers and those at the Pentagon. They got hit, they fell down, they picked themselves up, they brushed their boots off, and they kept on marching. That's what we have to learn, and that's what we have to do to be considered a true American 21st century patriot. You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on theprepperpodcast.com, KPRN TV, Block Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at cspdv.com.
This is James Smith, the Covert Prepper, telling you about the Covert Prepper Show. If you want to learn how to hide your food, your weapons, your water, your dear needed medical supplies, then tune in onto Blog Talk Radio. Look for Prepper Podcast Radio Network. Look for the Covert Prepper. I'm there 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Central Time, Saturday nights, where you can listen to me tell you how I figured out how I can hide my stuff. I share this with you. And I'm also undergoing a series called 300 Days to Doomsday. This is where I get people ready to, well, be ready for a doomsday. That doomsday could be the end of the world, or it could be simply as, well, you lose your job. Or even worse than that, you lose your number one provider, your spouse. So listen in and visit www.thecovertprepper.com today.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Health Operation Team, preparing one person, one community, one country at a time, providing awareness, education, training, resources, and medical support, health care, and emergency preparedness planning, both domestic and international. Please go to their website at www.hoteam.org, hotteam.org, and see where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. or give them a call at 678-431-8914. Once again, that is 678-431-8914. And let them know you heard it on Common Sense Preparedness. Also, follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's hotteam.org, your source for helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities be safer and healthier. This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems. Rocky Mountain Survival Gear is now the sole U.S. distributor of Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems, which uses no chemicals, has no wait time, and can be filled from any natural water source. The purifier eliminates pathogens, viruses, bacteria, chemicals, heavy metals, fecal matter, sediment, bad taste, and odors, and quickly turns potentially contaminated water into safe and clean drinking water. Pure Hydration offers their purifiers in 6 different personal carrier modules for every outdoor endeavor. For more information, contact Rocky Mountain Survival Gear at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that number is 720-244-9701.
Common Sense Preparedness would like to announce our new sponsorship from foodinsurance.com. We have looked all around at emergency food suppliers, and foodinsurance.com has become one of the most dependable and trustworthy food vendors out there. Foodinsurance.com is even offering all Common Sense Preparedness listeners special access to exclusive deals by clicking on the foodinsurance.com banner that appears on our website or by visiting foodinsurance.com/commonsense. Common Sense Preparedness finds it an honor to recommend foodinsurance.com to our listeners.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN TV, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDB.com. Well, that about does it for this episode of Common Sense Preparedness. If you want to follow any information that you heard on this radio program or any other information, follow us at CSPDB.com. And remember, a wise man prepares for a darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Listen to Common Sense Preparedness at CSPDB.com.
Your BB gun was a world of fun. Just a little squirt. You learn the rules of defensive tools so that no one would get hurt. You learn to breathe and you learn to squeeze till your aim was always true. You made the rite of passage, man, with your first real 22. Is using both hands. Founders knew the Second Amendment was the final one to keep, to hold our other rights intact so we'd never become sheep. Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Amin, and Pol Pot, they told us things that you never forgot. Teach the lessons to your daughters and sons. The fear of the government, the fear is your guns. Now the new world order crew, well, they're making their demands. They don't feel safe if you are wrong. You say gun control is using both hands. Take my family.
using both hands.